Welcome to these additional episodes of Your Pregnancy Week by Week. We're going to provide information about things you may want to know about before baby's birth and in the weeks and months after baby arrives. Dr. Glade Curtis and I hope these discussions will help you and your partner settle into your new roles as parents. The information in these episodes is a general informative guide. None of the information we provide is intended to replace, countermand, or conflict with the advice given to you by your own doctors. Always follow his or her advice. Use the information you learn here as a starting place in your dialogue to help you put your life with baby and after pregnancy concerns, questions, or interests into words. Each episode will cover one topic. Our discussions are intended to help guide you through the many new experiences awaiting you. So let's get started on this discussion. We're going to talk about burping your baby. An important part of feeding a baby is burping him. When baby feeds, he tends to gulp in air along with breast milk or formula. The air builds up in baby's tummy. A burp helps release the buildup. Not being burped enough can make baby spit up, gassy, or fussy. Because bottle-fed babies may gulp in more air than breast-fed babies, you may need to burp a bottle-fed baby more often during feedings. When baby gets fussy during a feeding, stop, burp him, then begin feeding again. Burp baby every 2 to 3 ounces if you bottle feed, and each time you switch breasts if you breastfeed. There's no specific length of time to burp a baby. More important is how often you burp baby. Burp a young baby frequently, even when you don't think he needs it. If baby doesn't burp after a few minutes, change his position and try burping for another few minutes before feeding again. Not every baby burps every time. If baby hasn't burped after you've tried for a bit, go back to feeding. Always burp baby when feeding time is over. There are 3 techniques to use when burping a baby. Try them all and use what works best for you both. Hold baby seated in your lap with his head in one of your hands. Hold him facing you against your chest. Lay him face down on your lap, supporting his head with your hand. When burping, gently rub or pat baby's lower back until he burps. Cup your hand slightly as you gently pat him. Baby may spit up after feeding and burping, especially during the first 3 months. When baby spits up, his stomach contents come back up into the esophagus. It's normal until the muscle between the esophagus and stomach matures, so don't worry if your baby spits up occasionally. Place a towel or bib under your baby's chin or on your shoulder to catch any spit up when you burp him. It may also help to keep baby upright for 10 to 15 minutes after a feeding. Do it for longer if baby spits up a lot. Burps and spit up are completely normal, but projectile vomiting is not. If baby vomits up large amounts after feedings, call your doctor. You may need to look for other causes. Burp baby when he needs it. You'll soon learn his cues that it's time to burp him. Burping in the middle of a feeding upsets some babies, so don't do it unless it's necessary. If baby doesn't burp, don't force it. Try for a couple of minutes, then quit. He may not need to burp. If you bottle feed and baby swallows a lot of air, try a nipple that slows the flow of breast milk or formula from the bottle. It might help prevent him from swallowing too much air. And as baby gets older, don't worry if he doesn't burp during or after every feeding. It usually means baby has learned to eat without swallowing too much air. By 4 months, most babies can burp on their own without help. Try burping less often as baby gets older and see how baby does. If he continues to need burping, bring it up at a well baby checkup. It could be a sign of a problem. Baby may need to be burped at other times too. If baby is fussy and you suspect it may be from gas, try burping him. It could help relieve the pressure and help calm him. If baby is colicky, he might have gas from swallowing too much air during crying spells. ask your pediatrician about ways to deal with this situation. If you want to find out more about this podcast, visit our website, yourpregnancyweekbyweek.com. If you're looking for something specific, check out the podcast topics list. Follow us on social media for updates, new podcast episodes, and important information. Visit Your Pregnancy Week by Week, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram. If you'd like to read about baby, check out our book, Your Baby's First Year, Week by Week. We cover many subjects dealing with baby in a weekly format, and each week is a fairly quick read.